Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There we are. Happy hump day. It is Joe Beamer. It is Wednesday. We've made it halfway through the week. Great to be with you. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. And if you're listening to us in your car, or if you've stepped out of the house at all today, you have dealt with the snow. And under that snow, a little bit of ice left over. And if you were out and about this morning, especially in the North Towns, which is, you know, different for once, you were dealing with some snow, kind of slowed everything down this morning. And by the way, as I mentioned yesterday, the state of New York wants you to know that you've got to be careful with your salt use. This is the DEC. I told you this yesterday. They have a campaign, Don't Be Salty, New York. Winter weather has gone, has a good grasp on Western New York. And the New York State of Department of Environmental Conservation says, don't use too much salt. The campaign, Don't Be Salty, encourages New Yorkers to reduce rock salt and help reduce pollution of local waterways and drinking water supplies. Now, I understand, right? You know, their focus on the water. Again, I will remind you of the issues that we have in Erie County with water. So, hey, don't you use too much salt. You might need to just slip instead of putting salt down. Yet Erie County continues to, you know, I mean, the water tested in Erie County, the pipes used in the city of Buffalo. We talked about lead yesterday, but hey, whoa. Let's not focus on what the state can do. Let's focus on what you can do, and we don't, you know, we'd rather you slip and fall than use too much salt. But it was, I wouldn't say it's the first, right? This is probably the second, you know, snow event of the week that hit us as we were traveling. And, you know, I brought this up when we talked about the deer. I never got to the second part of my deer topic. The deer topic was going to go into traffic and, you know, avoiding hitting a deer. Because one of my early car accidents, I've only been in two, was when I hit a deer on North Forest in about in around 2009. Well, later in 2009, well, it was actually beginning of 2010, I believe. I was, I might have my years mixed up. That might have been in the beginning of 09. Anyway, I was driving to Toronto, Canada on the QEW. And again, I was young, you know, just start, you know, I was what, 21? So still, not still new to driving, but in certain circumstances. And, you know, the QEW around Hamilton where you go up and then it kind of dips down. Well, I hit a patch of ice and I thought I had wiggled out of it. Like I thought, okay, we're not going to get in an accident. And all of a sudden I lost complete control of my mother's car and slammed that car right into a guardrail on the QEW. And yeah, I mean, it was a mess trying to get it. If you've ever been in an accident in Canada and have tried to get your vehicle back to the States, I don't know if it's changed. In 09, that was difficult because number one, in Canada, you have to use QEW approved tow trucks to get you off the QEW. So right there, I think it's like $150, or it was in 09. I have no idea what it costs now. And this person just gets you to the closest parking lot. And I'm not making a joke here. It turned out to be a Tim Hortons. So I get in the accident. It was me and my college girlfriend at the time. That tells you how long ago this was. And we're in the Tim Hortons parking lot, which seemed like forever, because back in the States, right, this is an international story, my parents are trying to find someone that will pick up the car and take it over the bridge. That's not as easy as you think. Eventually, the AAA's Canadian counterpart, the CAA, did take the car and drop it off on the to a place on the boulevard. But that is every time it starts getting cold and, you know, we have the ice warnings. And now, you know, I don't drive anything close to a fancy car. But even my car will flash up on the screen, maybe icy, right? And every year I think back to that accident. Because I would say that was one of two accidents in my entire life, and I've been able to drive now for 21 years. It's only one of two accidents that were my fault, right? I hit the deer, that was my fault. Sliding on the ice, that was my fault. And it completely changes the way I approach driving when it's icy outside. Number one is I do actually listen to my mechanic, even, you know, if I'm beyond broke. And now, if my mechanic says you can get through another season with these, well, I'm getting through another season. But as soon as he says, hey, these might not make it through the winter, well, all right, I've got to. Because I know, and by the way, the accident in Canada was not the fault of the tires my mom had on her car. But I know, you know, I've also had incidents where, and we'll get to this, but every time it starts getting cold, every time ice forms on the streets, I go back to that accident. And I'd like to know, the reason this came up, the reason I'm asking this question, let me ask you the question first. What are lessons you've learned from years of driving in these conditions? Did it take an accident like mine where ice guided you right to a guardrail? Or this yesterday, driving home from work, and there's a car in the ditch on Roll Road. This morning, another car off the road as the school bus is making its way down Roll Road, right? And I'm trying to get out of my complex, and there's a line of cars because, well, the school bus can't get around the car that's still in the road, but off the road as other traffic is coming. It was madness. And then you had the bus started leaving, and a kid must have left something at home because here comes a parent running down Roll Road. And if you know Roll Road, there's no sidewalks with something for the bus. It was madness this morning in the snow. But I looked at that car in the ditch, and I think this is a moment where you either learn or you remember, hey, we can't take it too fast after a snowfall like this, or if there's any chance of ice, because the roads, I mean, the roads get beyond slick. And I say this every year at the beginning of winter, when we get that first snowfall, when we get that first day where it's just below freezing and people are on the roads, it is as if everyone forgot how to drive in the winter during the summer. And that's what I thought yesterday when I saw a car in the ditch, or this morning when I saw a car pulled off the road. So 803-0930, star 930. What are lessons you might have had to learn the hard way about driving in the winter? If you were teaching a driving class, what are you telling the next generation of drivers to make sure they do? 803-0930, star 930. Another lesson that I learned, and this wasn't me getting in an accident. This was me getting stuck on the Skajakwita back in the day. This is when I was at the late Madai College, and I was in the 98 Altima, the best car I've ever driven. And I had not only let the tires on that car get bald. I mean, you ever let tires go so bad where, you know, number one, you don't get them rotated every time you get your oil changed. That was me with the Altima. And the front driver's, I can remember this like it was yesterday. The front, and this was probably around 2011, the front driver's side tire was so bald. I mean, it had like little pieces. It looked like little string coming up out of it. It was so worn down. Like, I was pretty much just driving on like the frame of the tire. And it was, you know, February, and it's snowing. And again, I'm on the Skajakwita, and I'm coming from the 33, so I've got to take a left into Madai College. And it may have been the weekend or something, because there wasn't much traffic, and the left lane, you know, has a little bit of snow. Not a lot, right? Something that most cars, even a sedan, should be able to pull right through. But again, I have such a bald, worn-down tire that my Altima gets stuck on the Skajakwita in the middle of a snowstorm. And ever since then, I'm not saying I've been the best at keeping up with my tires, but I always make sure, hey, those get rotated, right? And again, if my, now I might get the cheapest tires they have available, but if my mechanic says, hey, you know, you're not going to be able to make it through winter on these tires, I got to listen. I've got to listen. Right now, I've got four new tires on my car. I got them two separate incidents, or two separate visits, but four new tires on the car. And let me tell you, you can tell. These are four all-season tires. And you can tell when you're driving, especially out in the conditions like it was this morning. Because I think back to that Altima and that bald tire that got me stuck on the Skajakwita. There is no way I would have been able to go the route I went to work today. So before work, I went and got a, there is a grocery store on Sheridan that Tanner knows very well. They have their pre-made salads, and if they sit there enough, if it's on the date that it says sell by, they're 50% off. So I can get said salad for $5. So I like to go there on my way to work, and I was cutting down Alberta, and then I tried to take that street that cuts from Alberta to Bailey and then Bailey to Sweet Home, and a plow had not been on that road at 10:30 this morning. I mean, you saw the tracks of the cars, but that was about it. So, of course, my car today was fine, right? I have four new tires. But if this was College Joe Beamer with the bald tires on the 98 Altima, my car would have probably been stuck on the way to work just because of that little cut through that I attempted to make. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. Want to know what lessons you've learned, maybe the hard way or maybe the almost way. But I'm going to tell you, sometimes the I almost slipped off the road, right? It's great that you're able to save the car, but sometimes that gives you a little bit too much of an ego. And you're like, oh, well, this isn't going to be a problem. right? I don't have to take it too slow. Look at that. I was able to save it. No harm, no foul. But other, I would say more mature people, more mature than me, take that as a, okay, that was close. Let's take this a little slower. And like I said, I there are things from last week I cannot remember. But I remember that car ride. I can remember, you know, when something is so memorable to you, you can remember the 5 minutes before. Like, I can think of it all the way down to the song that was playing on the radio before I slipped on the ice and went into the guardrail. Like, I remember so vividly. So when the snow starts falling, when the ice warning starts beeping on the dashboard, I'm like, hey, we got to give ourselves, you know, 20 extra minutes. We got to take it slow. We cannot, you know, speed through. We cannot follow someone. You should always follow the, what is it, 3 car lengths? You can't be tailgating anyone in this weather. Because, you know, hey, I mean, I'm very fortunate that the result of an accident on the QEW is just me hitting the guardrail, right? I mean, speeds people are going, speeds I was going, I might not be doing this show right now. So you got to be careful. And, you know, again, a lot of us have learned the lessons the hard way. A lot of us, you know, have to have that memory flash of when, you know, maybe we were just a little too immature to be driving in the conditions. And the funny thing about that trip in 09 is everyone was telling us not to go. Like, the roads are too slick. There's no reason to go on this trip. And, you know, you're in your early 20s. Ah, it'll be fine. You gotta live. YOLO. You only live once, right? I believe that's what I said when my mother told me, are you sure you want to do this? It's really icy out there. You don't want to get in an accident. And I said, Mom, give me the keys to your car. YOLO. And then, you know, I had a call. And I remember that phone call. My parents were walking into church. And I had to say, guys, turn around. I just smashed the 03 Ford Explorer into the QEW guardrail outside of Hamilton. And a tow truck is taking us to Tim Hortons. Very interesting system they have there in Canada on the QEW. The fact that you can only get, the fact that you have a system where, yeah, we'll get you off the QEW, which I understand, right? You don't want cars linger, you know. You go through some states where there's no laws. You've got cars, you know, every mile with a plastic bag hanging out the window because the car broke down and people just left it. I understand wanting to, especially in those conditions, clear the QEW, but it's very interesting. Like, hey, can you take me to the, you know, Rainbow Bridge? No, we just take you off the QEW and then you've got to figure it out. And I remember it. And I don't remember things from last week, but I remember this day like it was yesterday. The tow truck driver had his kid on with him because he got called in and his wife was out of town. And he's like, yeah, my son's with us today, you know, trying to make some extra money. We went to Tim Hortons, we went inside, waited for the call from my mom because it was her car, so she had to put together the plan. And then we get to the Rainbow Bridge, and the officer never gave me my license back. That happened too. All because, again, I thought I had, and that's something you should never do after you slip and you think you have control of the car again. You should never go right back to the gas pedal. But again, dumb 21-year-old Joe Beamer thought that was the smart thing to do. And boom, less than 30 seconds later, in the guardrail. And then I thought, well, it can't be that bad. I tried to start the car again. I mean, I'm telling you, just idiotic decision after idiotic decision. But it is something that stuck with me in the 16 winters that have followed that, I am always going back to that moment and remembering, okay, let's take it slow. If someone's tailgating you, let them be the idiot. Right? Let them get around you. And then twice in less than 12 hours, seeing two cars in the ditch on Roll Road. It's like, all right, well, some people haven't learned the lesson. 803-0930, star 930. Would love your thoughts on this. Would love your lessons that you've learned. What is something, you know, this is a safe place, a safe space. What is something dumb you've done in the snow, on the ice, in a car or out of a car that, you know, really, hey, is not only something you remember every winter, but it's something that you make sure everyone knows to, hey, you don't want to be me in this situation. 803-0930, star 930. We'll take your calls on that. Also, remember the Wegmans scan app? And they did away with it because of theft? Well, self-checkout is almost at every store. And now, 27% of a LendingTree survey, of those surveyed by LendingTree, admit to stealing something during a self-checkout. That is up from only 12% just 2 years ago. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this. And the article in the USA Today, what's their take? They're making excuses for the thieves. Why are we doing this? You steal something from the self-checkout. You're part of the problem. And this is why we can't have nice things. Is self-checkout going to go the way of the Wegmans scan app? We'll talk about that and much, much more. Oh, and I've got a statement from Congressman Kennedy on the lead levels in the city of Buffalo. I got the statement late last night, so I was obviously not able to pass it along on the show. I will pass that along after this break. It's Joe Beamer on Hump Day on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Thank you. listening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
It has been a winter wonderland out there. You know, my wife texted me this morning, oh, isn't the snow look so pretty today? And it still does. She's absolutely right. You know, you put some Christmas music on as you're driving, slowly, responsibly. But want to know about the lessons that you've learned, maybe the hard way, driving in these Buffalo winters. Jim is out in North Tonawanda. Jim, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, glad to do it, Joe. Merry Christmas to you and your
family. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Something I've learned in my younger days, Joe, I was the guy that would show up at Paddock Chevrolet, and I would tell the salesman, I'd say, the only thing I'm interested in is the Z28 and the Z24, which was the Hollywood, I called what are now known as muscle cars, but back in the day were called Miami Vice cars, because they were just, those were the cars you'd see at Miami Vice.
Yeah.
You know? Now, those cool cars look cool on Miami Vice when you got a gorgeous girl sitting next to the guy that's driving it, Don Johnson, in the driver's seat, and this gorgeous girl, this looks like Taylor Swift's little sister or something, is sitting next to him. But let me tell you something about muscle cars in Western New York. I can tell you from personal experience, in the wintertime, there's nothing more totally and completely useless and dangerous than those muscle cars. They are not made for the snow. As soon as you get a half an inch of snow, that car should be put up for the winter and wait until the snow melts around the middle of April or beginning of April, whenever the snow melts. And I'm driving right now a 2025 Chevy Trailblazer. The day I bought it, my sister's son, my nephew, he said, Uncle Jim, if I can only teach you two things about this vehicle right now, he pointed to the button for traction control. He said, Uncle Jim, that's the button for traction control. Over there on the far right is your button for four-wheel drive. He said, you must memorize that for when it snows out in the wintertime. Because like traction control, what that does, Joe, when you press that button for traction control, if your front wheels begin to slide, the computer in a millisecond or so shifts the engine, automatically shifts the engine. You don't do it. That's why it's called traction control. The computer controls it, and it reengages the two front tires. So if you're going uphill and you start to slip and slide, you'll actually feel the vehicle slow down, and you'll feel your two front tires digging in, giving you the traction to make it up a hill that's covered in ice and snow. And four-wheel, if it's really nasty and it's as bad as it can get, then I'm going to disengage the traction control and push the button for four-wheel drive. And, of course, drive slower and carefully. But I think, you know, when I was younger, I was worried about what kind of cars do all these gorgeous girls want me to drive and meet a girl and show her that I'm Joe Cool and I'm like Don Johnson. Well, that's not going to go in the wintertime. I suggest to anybody, when your next vehicle, you want to think to yourself, what is going to go in the wintertime? Because that's what could save your life.
Oh, yeah.
You want something that like a Trailblazer or a Ford Bronco that's got all the bells and whistles. But just remember, traction control, four-wheel drive will get you through the winter.
Absolutely. Jim, my neighbor has one of those muscle cars, and I can't believe that he was out this morning, like wiping it off to drive. I can't believe he's driving it in these conditions. I thought that was common knowledge in 2025 that you put those cars away once it starts snowing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I was driving my Z28, I was living in the city of Buffalo, and we had a nasty blizzard. And I'm trying to get out of my driveway. I got stuck in the Buffalo. These two cops in the police car, they get out, and the one cop, he gets out of the car. He said to me, well, you see what happens when you try to be Don Johnson around here in the wintertime? The police officer said that to me. He said it to me. He said, you want to be Don Johnson in the wintertime?
Hey, we all walk outside and wish that it was those Miami temps instead of these temps.
I mean, with the palm trees and you're on the beach and she's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah.
I want the muscle car.
Of course. Hey, I can't blame you. Hey, Jim, appreciate the call, man. Merry Christmas. Jim in North Tonawanda. Yeah, I thought by now that's common knowledge. But like I said, my neighbor has a very nice car. I'm jealous of his car, but I saw him out driving in the conditions yesterday, and he was getting ready this morning. I don't know. I'd probably, you know, stay a little bit away. I'm not saying he's a bad driver. Just saying you got to put that, like Jim said, you got to cover it up, put it away for the winter. 803-0930-*930. We're getting heckled on social media. You know, hey, I've always said this. I've always said, and I know I shouldn't address it and Joe just ignore it. But hey, there's going to be some topics that everyone likes. There's going to be some topics that some people like. Very rarely are there going to be topics that no one likes, right? Well, maybe we should. Maybe we shouldn't answer that. 803-0930-*930. Jim, as always, appreciate the call. We'll continue taking your calls on this because of the weather outside. But want to get to something that I saw, and you know, technology advances, and you know, it's supposed to make things easier. And you've got a lot of these brick and mortar stores. You've got a lot of these, you know, grocery stores and big box stores that try to adjust, right, and make shopping more convenient. Now, as you know, and I've said this numerous times, I still, if I'm going out shopping, I still try to buy as much as I can in a store, right? I especially for clothing. I'm a very last minute shopper. Clothing, I like to get in person. I like to try it on before I spend money. But I still like to do most of my shopping in person, right? And yes, I do like to use the self-checkout. I know there's a lot of people who don't, and that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with going through a line and holding a conversation with the cashier and, you know, being a social person. But for me, we don't do full grocery shops, right? We buy things as we need them. So the self-checkouts is easy to do, you know, five or six items at a time. Well, LendingTree is out with another survey. And this is, to me, this is part of the reason, you know, the saying, why we can't have nice things. Now, you'll remember Wegmans had the app Wegmans Scan. Do you remember this a few years ago? I think it was after the right after the pandemic, the Wegmans Scan app. And you would scan things as you went. And then when you were done, there was a special line where you'd scan your phone or someone would scan your phone and you're done. You bagged the things as you were shopping. It was great. It was great. But in 2022, because of significant losses from unscanned items, that was in 22 that they got rid of it. Now, obviously, Wegmans has those carts that you see them around. They got the lights on them. They look all futuristic, like it's out of the Jetsons. And they have that. But the scan app was discontinued because people were not scanning everything in their cart, right? There's a reason that Sam's Club and BJ's and soon Costco have the person standing at the door. It's not to make small talk. It's to make sure that you scanned everything in your cart, right? And that everything in your cart was accounted for. It's also, you know, they used to check your membership, but now they scan your membership. Anyway, so Wegmans had that, and it was great. It was great. I know people who that they started shopping exclusively at Wegmans because of the scan app. Well, they got rid of the scan app because people were stealing, right? Now we've got self-checkout. And if you've noticed over the years, they've changed the way the self-checkout is right now. At the Wegmans on Transit, they haven't yet, but at the Sheridan Wegmans and at the Alberta Wegmans, they have the kind of, you know, loop around where you're all in a line there. And they have the lights, the later it gets in the day, you know, only so many are open. They've got one or two people looking at everyone, making sure. But again, you can't account for everybody. Well, LendingTree did a survey of 2,000 shoppers. And in 2023, the same survey found that 12% admitted to self-checkout theft. In 2025, 27% of respondents have admitted to stealing something from the self-checkout without paying. And what does the USA Today, what's their finding? Well, that people are struggling with high prices. There are certainly plenty of people who are just doing fine, but there are also an awful lot of people in this country who really are struggling to make ends meet. You know, let me tell you, as someone who's not rolling in the dough, you know, as someone who, since I was 20, has worked at least two jobs, at other times three or four, you know, I understand, you know, times get tough. And yeah, I understand that prices have been cheaper before. Now, gas is on the downward trend, which is great. I understand that. That's never an excuse to steal. Like, is it Wegman's fault? Is it Top's fault? Is it Target's fault? No. So to make it, and this seems to be the new way we talk about things. Well, you know, times are tough. Yeah, tell that to the person who's doing the books for these stores. Well, times are tough. That doesn't justify. When I worked in retail, when they moved me to the location by the Galleria Mall, we were the top shrink location. We never, I don't think this the excuse, your prices are too high. I don't think that ever flew at Bed Bath & Beyond. We were a high shrink store. A lot of stuff went walking out. So now with self-checkout, people are, you know, scanning one, throwing two in the bag. And again, I mean, USA Today uses this as an excuse to poke at the president. But I think there's a problem when that is the go-to. Hey, the things I want are too expensive, so we're going to steal. Like, that's not how we do it. That doesn't make sense. You know, again, this goes back to something I've talked about way too much, where you have people that, you know, are just making ends meet, yet they think, well, I work all day. I deserve a $40 steak, right? This kind of, to me, sounds like that, right? Well, I work all day. This shouldn't be too expensive for me. Well, I don't know. Talk to your employer, right? Maybe ask for a raise. But it's not. The go-to is not, well, I'm going to steal this because I've earned it. So, you know, my thinking of after reading this is, are self-checkouts the next thing to go? Now, that's a huge investment by a lot of these stores, but is it the next thing to go? And you can already see signs of this. If you go to Target after a certain hour, self-checkouts closed. They have two lanes open, and you have to wait in line. Again, I'm sure it's the last thing Target wants to do because they know people will see that and turn around and walk out. But at a certain hour, they, you know, they go, "Hey, we can't afford to have product walking out, and we can only put so much stuff behind, you know, a glass wall, a glass door." And I think my problem with all of this is the finding an excuse of why people are stealing. Like Uncle Leo, "I'm old, I'm confused." He was taking the batteries. It's like the current generation, or the people think this is the first time things have been really hard. I mean, you know, the economy's gone up and down. Again, I think the economy's on a positive trajectory, but it's cleaning up the mess of the last few years. And to say, well, these are too expensive, so I'm going to steal it. Again, I'm not sure. And this is the way I'm looking at it, just because of conversations I've had. But I think, again, this is people saying, "Hey, I worked all day. This beef is way too, you know, this steak is way too overpriced. I've earned it. I'm going to, you know, throw it in the bag with the onions and not scan the steaks." And again, this is a concerning upward trajectory, up 15% over just 2 years when it comes to the self-checkout. And again, admittedly, I love the self-checkout. I don't do a full week shopping. I shop for things as I need it. So for me, it's easy. Boom, 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 throw those things in my basket, scan them, and I'm out of the store in less than 10 minutes. And I'm also scanning everything. Like, you know, I mean, there have been days where, hey, Joe, you've got $30 to get you to the end of the week. And guess what? I make it work. I can put meals together. Right? It's never crossed my mind. And I don't understand the thought process. It's never crossed my mind to just take something off the shelf and throw it in the bag because, well, it's self-checkout. I scanned enough of it. I scanned half of it. And I don't think it helps the case when, you know, the USA Today and other publications are making excuses for people who are shoplifting. In a time where you're already seeing money lost from, you know, your grocery stores, from your brick and mortar stores, and especially here in New York State where you can't run after someone if you see them stealing something out of your store, now we're going to make more excuses. It's as if, you know, the big company is always the bad person. And again, I would say, what did Wegmans do to you? What did Tops do to you? You're going to make them pay for it? And what have you done to deserve it? But you hear this over and over again. And you know, I wasn't shocked of people stealing, unfortunately. It's just the way, it's just the way it is. I'm just shocked at the messaging around it. And again, it's everyone's fault except for the person who's doing the stealing. And this seems to be talking points that we get more and more. And it's just not right. And all this article, and by the way, there's a lot of stuff I use the USA Today for. So I'm sorry to trash the USA Today. But all this is going to do is just give more people the idea that, you know what, the economy, yeah, prices are too high. I'm going to just take something next time I go to the store. Like, to me, that's what the messaging around this is doing. It's just going to give more people the idea of, hey, yeah, I'm not the bad person here. And it's just not the right way to address it, in my opinion. Am I looking at this wrong? Anyone have any thoughts? 803-0930, star 930. Store thefts are up. Self-checkout thefts are up. Your thoughts on that? And, I mean, do you see a future where we just can't trust anyone? Self-checkouts will go the way of the Wegmans scan app. 803-0930, star 930. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, hour number two, continuing our conversation on store thefts up, especially self-checkout thefts up to 27%. That's a 15% hike since the last survey in 2023. If you're just joining the show, 27% of people surveyed by LendingTree admitted to stealing something from the self-checkout without paying for it. That is up from 12% just 2 years ago. But in the article, the messaging kind of made an excuse for the thieves. I just think that's completely the wrong way, and I think it gives more people the idea of, yeah, I'm not wrong if I do that. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Anthony is in Amherst. Anthony, thank you so much for hanging on.
Hey, Joe, it's nice to speak with you. So, Joe, I'm involved in the legal system, so I have a little bit of experience in dealing with these matters and just how the whole process plays out. And I really think that we have made a bit of a culture of victimizing the people who commit crimes. And I think that when you do that, you really ignore the true victim, who is the person being stolen from or society at large who has to pay higher costs for things. So I have experience with people who have a career of committing petty crimes, and they seem to time after time again get slapped on the wrist. And I think that it sends a bad message to the individual and to society. And it just seems to be part and parcel of a larger problem of making excuses, always looking to make a victim out of the accused. And I think you should have a heart. You should have compassion. You should absolutely consider the individual. But stealing is wrong. And I think that when you open up that Pandora's box, society is suffering as a result. We need to, a crime is a crime. You did wrong. And there has to be some form of accountability. Otherwise, we're seeing what's happening is that people feel more emboldened to commit crimes. And it's almost like people don't even feel bad about it anymore. You have articles that are making victims out of the accused, and that's just not the right direction to take society or the right example for children, Joe.
So, Anthony, you talk about being in law. I mean, if I remember correctly, and now I've been out of retail for 10 years, but I mean, the laws, again, kind of like a lot in New York State, kind of benefit the thief and not the person being taken from.
Oftentimes that is the case. You know, there's different tiers or levels of crime, which oftentimes depend on the amount of or the value of the items that are stolen. But Joe, as you might know, oftentimes people will get very favorable plea offers at court that aren't always conditioned on them paying restitution or paying back money to the store, to the individual. And that, in that instance, was the person that was victimized, were they made whole, or was a windfall ultimately, you know, made on the person that, that committed the crime? And it's just, I think the answer is pretty obvious. And yeah, you know, there has to be some disincentive to committing these crimes. I think we're all paying a price for it. Even just waiting 10 minutes to get, you know, some razors at Walmart. It's absurd.
Yeah, no, 100%. And Anthony, you're right. I mean, I believe me, we all, especially the holiday time, we all have compassion. We all have a heart. We all, you know, for people that, you know, are struggling more than us, you know, obviously we feel for them. But the right answer isn't, you know, stealing. Again, what did Wegmans, what did Tops do to you? That's how I look at it. Like, you know, I understand, hey, struggling to make ends meet. I think we've all been there at some point in our life. But I never thought, oh, you know what? I only have $10. I think I'll just put this in the bag and not scan it.
I think our automatic reaction shouldn't be to look to automatically make an excuse for the accused either. I think that you can be compassionate. You can show a loving concern for people without having to make a victim out of them. That's just so counterproductive and wrong. So, Joe, listen, I don't know how much more time I have. I just want to say I appreciate you. You're a good man, and I enjoy your show.
Oh, Anthony, thank you so much. It means a lot, man. Appreciate the call. Hope to hear from you again. Anthony in Amherst, 803-0930, *930. And he's right. You know, again, I want to stress, I do not want to be labeled a heartless person or someone who does not have compassion. Believe me, like I said, I know what it's like. It's Wednesday, and you look at your account and you have $35. Let's say $35 that you can spend without sacrificing anything else, right? Until your next paycheck. I mean, 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. I get it. But I've never, you know, I am. There's a lot of things I'm probably guilty of making awful financial decisions. But the one thing I've never thought of just taking from someone. You know, I'm a big fan of opening the fridge and seeing what do we got. You know, like I know at my fridge right now, not to make anyone hungry, but I know in my, and by the way, whatever I'm about to say is not, it could be topped by our next caller in an instant, but I've got some eggs, I've got some cheese, I've got some bacon left over. I mean, a bacon omelet, let me tell you, that's been on my mind all day. And, you know, that's, hey, what do you got left? Let's eat what we have before we go. And I think that's another big issue. How much food are we wasting? God, we could do a whole show on this. But the answer should never be stealing. And there should never be an excuse for stealing, right? The very, very rare instance, you know, obviously if there's an emergency, like the blizzard of 22 or something, obviously we're talking about a very rare, unique instance. But to just say, hey, the economy's bad, so I'm throwing some things in this bag, I don't think that's the right answer. And again, I just don't think that's the right message going forward. Neil in Forestville. Neil, your thoughts on this?
I don't condone it. Stealing is wrong. My kid stole something from a rock shop, and we were halfway home, and by the time I realized it, I took him right back over there and made him confess and pay for the product and give it back. And, you know, it hurt him. He was crying and putting up with some stuff. But, you know, like I had to teach him that lesson young. But weren't they supposed to, like, lower grocery prices because they weren't paying people to run the registers. That's like the mindset that I thought was that brought in this whole trend.
I mean, on the grocery store, but I mean, Neil, let's be honest. There are still some things that haven't really recovered from the 9% inflation we had.
I know, right? The 4 years of Biden that the Democrats seem to have like conveniently forgot that they were in charge.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, things are still, you know, still things are still coming down. I mean, eggs are, fortunately, you know, I used to think that, Neil, and then I forgot who it was. If someone called into the show or if I was having a discussion off the air and someone said, you know, grocery stores already work at such a small, they already work with a small
profit margin.
Thank you. And I was thinking, well, if that's the case, you know what I mean? Like, is it the store's fault or is it, you know, the 4 years of Biden in the United States of America?
I would blame the Democrats in New York State because what did they do? They raised the minimum wage. So now everybody that works at the grocery store has to make a higher wage, which they should, you know, like you should. They work hard. That one caller that called in a while ago, I don't know if it was your show or whose it was, but he had said that somebody had their dog in the store and it did something terrible to the floor. And it like, yeah.
I remember when I worked at Bed Bath & Beyond and a dog relieved themselves right in the middle of the comforter section. And I had, you know, I had to get out there with a mop and some bags and clean it up. Yeah, believe me, I know.
I cleaned up kids' puke. I hauled groceries out to people's cars. And like I said, you know, go out and get a job, you know, or get some help, welfare, or some SNAP benefits or something like that. You know, like it just isn't pressed upon people enough. And what your last caller had said there about them not punishing these people, it's ingrained, you know, if they steal from me, they stab you with a knife or something to take your stuff. And then they're back out on the street within moments. It's heartbreaking, you know, and until it starts affecting the people at the top, because they don't shop at grocery stores, they have somebody do it for them.
Exactly.
You know, like, they don't drive their car. Somebody else does. So when they raise the points on the that you're going to get locked up or you got to like go get your license again, it doesn't affect any of them.
That's why it's so funny when you hear a state official or a federal official talk about, you know, I can relate. And I'm not saying there wasn't a point in their life where they could relate. But, you know, they're so removed from walking into an Aldi or a TJ Maxx. It's laughable.
Yeah. And it's just, it's frustrating because, like you said, me and you end up paying for it in the end.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. We're the ones that are going to pay the higher prices.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're paying the higher prices. We're already paying higher prices because Kathy Hochul thinks that everyone needs $16 an hour. And again, I agree with you, Neil. You know, full-time employees, people who, and again, I've worked in retail, and there are people who, you know, they give everything to the store, right? The store they work, they give everything. They leave it all at the store. And yes, you know, again, full-timers, managers, of course they deserve it. When I'm talking minimum wage, I'm talking about the kid that, you know, from high school that goes after class for 4 hours, 3 days a week. That person isn't even making $16 an hour, and the store shouldn't be paying them $16 an hour.
It should be based on work ethic. It should be based on actually showing up to work. You know, like I would like to see the employer get the ability to incentivize good employees. That way you can root out the persons and people who are, you know, never showing up and getting the same rate that a person who really wants to work hard.
Yeah. No, I've always said as the minimum wage goes up, Neil, there's going to be less incentive for someone to want to climb that ladder at whatever the place is, because I mean, if you're a part-timer making $16 an hour, that's less money the manager can make to get any kind of raise. And then eventually you're all making the same thing. And, well, we all know where that leads. And, you know, we might not be too far from it in New York City. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, what were you saying, though? Like on a can of peas or something, you know, like the store's only making, you know, 2-3 cents or 5 cents on a can that they sell. But, you know, you look at the corporate level of that, they're selling 10 million cans. And, you know, there are profits being taken to these mega corporations. They're outside the country. You know, they're foreign countries providing us with our food. Like, I think, you know, the whole Trump thing, you know, let's get it back home. You know, let's produce our own food. Let's not grow it with paraquat and let's not spray it with some kind of chemical that's killing my kids and my kids' kids.
Yeah. I mean, let's not be dependent on countries who hate us. right? I mean,
exactly. Yeah,
and you know, and people push back on that, and it's like, I don't. Why would you not want more done at home? Like, I mean, this goes to a whole other topic. Of you know, it seems like there are people on the other side of the aisle who care more about the people who are here illegally than the Americans who are actually struggling.
Well, it's the person throwing garbage out of their window. You know, they just don't care about our country because they have nothing divested into it. You know, they don't feel like they belong to it because they're from some other country. They came here and they trashed the country they came from.
Yep.
And they fled that country because of that. You know, the not caring, you know, their rivers of plastic bottles and pollution. You know, like there's an American way. There's an ethic. There's the way to treat people, elders, you know, that is just sorely lacking. I mean, it's heartbreaking, especially coming up on Christmas here. You know, you want to spread joy and cheer, and like even the guy ringing the bell at the store is like having a hard time because nobody has cash anymore.
Yeah, no one has cash, and no one wants. I do feel bad. You know, I try to walk in with at least some change in my pocket because no one has cash, and no one wants to take the 5 minutes to you know get their phone out and Venmo the money. I get it. Like I try to you know I have $5 in my pocket. I think when I go through the store, here you go. I've actually got some cash. I'll put it in the bucket. And be on my way. Hey, Neil, always great talking with you. And I promise the closer we get to Christmas, we're going to have more joyous topics to get us into the holiday spirit.
I think you make every topic joyous.
Oh, Neil, you are so kind, Neil. I appreciate you. Neil in Forestville, 803-0930, star 930. And as someone said, you know, I mean, we've talked so much about the church closures with everything going on with the diocese. But let's not forget, I mean, and the reason that, you know, some of these closures are so detrimental is because of the great work churches do for the community. Even if you aren't a practicing Catholic or whatever the religion of the church is, you know, you have food pantries and someone texts it in, you know, how about the food pantries at church? You know, if you're struggling, they don't ask you for, they don't ask you for a bank statement to go into a food pantry. If you're struggling, you know, again, if you're struggling to make ends meet, yeah, sometimes you might have to swallow some pride, right? You might have to walk in, but that option's there. And instead, we're going to make excuses for people who are stealing. Like, to me, I just, except for the very rare circumstance, like an emergency, like a blizzard, I don't think we should be making excuses for shoplifters. I don't care how small the thing you stole is, you know? Once you get away with one thing, I was told this at a young age. Because, you know, when you're in high school, you have kids that will, you know, they'll go to the pharmacy or they'll go to the, you know, the Wilson Farms at the time, and they'll take something small and they'll think, ooh, I got away with that. And I remember, I can't remember if it was a teacher, an advisor, but I remember someone telling the class, it might have been, you know, when we had someone come in to present to the class or whatever, and they said, I know how it is. I was there once, you know. You steal a candy bar. You go, ooh, I got away with that. And next, it's this. Next thing you know, you're trying to, well, at the time, you're trying to steal DVDs. I mean, obviously, that's not the big thing anymore. But when I was in high school, DVDs were pretty big. And, you know, you're walking out the door with a DVD. And it's like, yeah. And if on top of that now we've got, you know, our leaders saying, no, I understand. I understand why you're, that's fine. We're not going to charge you. No. Well, it's just going to give the wrong idea to more people. And, you know, again, I definitely have compassion for those. I mean, I'm not saying that I haven't been there. That I, you know, I mean, again, I know what it's like to only have so many dollars left until Friday. But it's not Wegman's fault. It's not Topps' fault. It's not Aldi's fault. And there are the options out there. So, you know, I'm not trying to be Mr. Negative. Believe me, I try to be Mr. Positive all the time. Yesterday, my wife told me, she goes, you know, it sounds like, you know, you were complaining in your second hour yesterday. And she's right. I was. And you know why? Yesterday, it was because I was absolutely disgusted by the lack of response over the lead, the dangerous lead levels on the east side. And today, I'm not disgusted. I'm upset. Again, as someone who's worked in retail, as someone who has seen all these storefronts go empty. By the way, another storefront's going empty across the street from us in just a few weeks. And it seems like the messaging isn't, you know, what do we do to keep these stores open? It's, well, they're the corporation. They're the bad guy, right? It's like on Hardline, back when Sean Ryan was just a state senator, and Sean Ryan said, well, I think Bed Bath & Beyond has enough money to pay a higher minimum wage. And it's like, sir, are you that disconnected from reality? He said that as Bed Bath & Beyond was filing for bankruptcy. I wish I could go find that. I'm going to set my mind. I'm going to go find that clip. You know, the message should not be a big, evil corporate. It should be, hey, you can't steal. No matter what you think, no matter what you think you deserve, no matter how you think this store is ripping you off, stealing is not the answer, right? Theft is never the answer. And no, Texter, I didn't say WBEN says it's okay to steal in a blizzard. No, I said an emergency situation like we had in the blizzard, right? And you had that hero that went and brought people into a school that he broke into and they opened the cafeteria. I didn't say it's okay to steal in the blizzard like after the blizzard, like what we saw in 22. I'm saying during, as the snow's falling, as people are freezing in their cars. Don't take what I said out of context. I think most people knew what I meant. And before we go to break, what I was talking about was this clip right here when I said Joe Biden. This was Joe Biden a few days ago. Oh, no, my sound's not working. This was the president, the former president, a few days ago talking about the United States of America.
Remember who in the hell we are. We're the United States of America.
There we go. 803-0930, star 930, one segment left. It's Joe Beamer on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly.
Final segment, 803-0930-star-930 gets you on the line. We've talked about snow driving lessons learned, and we are currently talking about shoplifters. 27% of those surveyed by LendingTree have admitted to stealing from self-checkouts. This started with me asking, is self-checkout going to go the way of the Wegmans scan app? But then you go on to this article and you read that, I mean, they're making excuses for the thieves. And, you know, hey, we've all fallen on hard times, right? I think probably everyone listening to me has had a moment where, you know, they were like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay whatever, blank. But very few, if any, of us have ever thought stealing was the answer. 803-0930-star-930. This goes back to my days in retail. Don't chase the person out of the store. No, no, no. Just let the comforter, the $400 comforter, go out the store. And then we wonder why we have so many empty storefronts. Raising minimum wage, letting product just walk out the door and making an excuse for the thieves. 803-0930-star-930. Let's go to Clarence, where we find Matt. Hey, Matt, thanks for hanging on.
Thanks. Hey, Joe, how are you today?
Doing all right, Matt. Your thoughts on this whole theft topic?
Well, you know, my perspective is this. I mean, I'm in my 60th year of life, so I've been through some things. And I can speak to being both on welfare and needing a hand up, but also taking benefit opportunities to not need those handouts anymore and getting a hand up to improve my life. And that led eventually to me becoming a police officer. I naturally was exposed to the shoplifting topic intimately, and it can be a very heartbreaking topic and a difficult social topic for people to think about, because there are underprivileged people in the world, but you're talking to one of them right now, and I didn't have to steal to get where I am today, living in Clarence in a middle-class lifestyle. So it's not impossible. I didn't go to college. I'm no, you know, brainchild or the sharpest instrument in the drawer, but I was raised with certain principles, one of which is not to steal. And taking someone's stuff without permission was ingrained not only in my life, but in my friends and family and et cetera. But suddenly that seems to have been changed by policies that we've witnessed in the last however years. But when you take away prosecution for something, it's a tacit endorsement of that conduct. And we can't really blame people being responding to human nature in that regard, in that they're making a bad choice because it's confusing. So my advocacy in this call is to say we really should get back to the first principles that we had at least 30, 40 years ago, like not stealing. Because here's a perfect example. You may not remember the pharmacy chain called Vicks, but there was a couple of them in the municipality I worked in, and we would get calls for shoplifters. And sometimes they were elderly people on seriously fixed incomes stealing everyday items like shavers or deodorant and things. And I would have to literally put these people in custody and handcuffs, take them back to the station and process them, fingerprints, mugshots, et cetera. And if I had let my personal emotional opinion influence my decision there, I would have been doing a disservice, not just to the store or that individual, but also society, because we all pay for the shrinkage, is what they call it, in the theft happening in the stores, because the stores just pass it on to us. They just don't shout it from the rooftops. So my point is simply this. If we would go back to some of those principles that help make this nation great, like thou shalt not steal, you know, all these different principles, and just stick to them as a society, as an absolute that's non-negotiable, and then work from there, we can at least stop the leaking of that part of the boat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in my house, the answer was never to steal. And I feel like, Matt, you know, you build yourself up because, you know, you got to earn it. If your idea of, hey, I'm going to make this right and take it myself, well, then what's your incentive to ever, you know, build yourself up so you can afford it if you're just going to keep on putting it in the bag and walking out of the store. Now, Matt, you worked in law enforcement. I mean, the way that theft is handled, have you seen it change over the years?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, law enforcement has been massively impacted by public policy over the last 15 to 20 years. And the respect for law enforcement is gone. We've got to figure out a way to restore the dignity of law enforcement. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I don't pat myself on the back, but I put a badge on every day and a gun and kiss my family goodbye, knowing that that could be the last time they see me. And they knew that. But I did it for a meager paycheck because of the purpose of helping the community, because that badge that I wore was just symbolic of the support of society behind me that I was trying to help. And now today, police officers, and I have family that are still in or just recently retired from law enforcement, and they will not recommend for their kids who are employment age and great candidates for law enforcement. They're saying, no, absolutely not. I would never even allow them to go into law enforcement. That's terrible. That's disgusting to me. And it's just absolutely a disservice to all of us that we should really have a serious conversation about, because there is a huge need for law enforcement in America and even right here in Western New York. And you're in a position in history where common sense really needs to die and simply say, wait a minute, these people in law enforcement get paid less than they really should.
And our phones just died. Matt, appreciate your call and all the insight, and thank you for your service, putting on that badge every day. And, you know, it's a great insight, but, I mean, you know, you think about it, every day you put on that badge, and, you know, like you said, he kisses his family goodbye, and he's out there protecting us. Mark and Tonawanda, we did not hang up on you, Mark or Matt. It's our phones. Our system just decided to reboot in the middle of the show, and I apologize for that. But that is technology in 2025. But Matt, thank you so much for the call, Matt and Clarence. 803-09, I would say, but I don't know if our phones are working. But that is the self-checkout. Again, if you're just joining us, 27% of respondents to a LendingTree survey have admitted to stealing from self-checkouts. That's up from 12% just 2 years ago. And again, some people just want to make excuses for it. Matt, thank you so much. I wanted to get to one more thing. I'm just going to give my opinion on it and then talk about the great event we have going on tomorrow. So Sean Duffy, he's the travel secretary. He put this idea out there of workout areas at the airport. Now, don't get me wrong. I am all for more places to work out, right? Especially if you have a long layover, you know, say, and it seems like more and more you're going to have a long layover, even if you didn't think plan on it because the flight you were supposed to connect to, you missed. This is Sean Duffy yesterday talking about things he'd like to see at airports. This is, again, Sean Duffy just yesterday. He's the transportation secretary. And he was saying this from the Reagan National Airport.
Pretty wide open on what airports want to ask for a grant. But it might be, I want to expand the play areas for kids. I want additional nursing pods for nursing mothers. Maybe I want a workout area where people might get some blood flow and doing some pull-ups or some step-ups in the airport. But it could be any range of things. Maybe you want to work, I know this is TSA, but we're going to help on this as well. Maybe you want to have a different lane for families to get through TSA. How can we make the experience better as you come through an airport? $1 billion is going to go to that.
So Sean Duffy talking about, you know, making the airport experience better. Now, here's what my thoughts on this are. You know, okay, so say you have a layover in Charlotte, because I'm sure everyone listening to my voice has at some point had a layover in Charlotte, and it's a 3.5-hour layover. You're like, wow, I could get a workout in. Like, I'd be all for that if there were also showers, like a shower area at the airport. Because And again, I know we talked about this a few weeks ago when the people dressed nice. There's already, I mean, we've all, I talked about the flight back from Atlanta. We've all been on a plane and there was a scent of unfreshness. Okay? I'm all for the workout area at the airport. You might actually get less confrontation. I find that I am in a better mood after a workout, right? I've told my wife, you can tell, you know, she goes, oh, you're in a crappy mood today. Well, I didn't work out today. You know, there is something about just going, zoning out. I think it's great, obviously, for physical health and for mental health. I'd be all for these workout areas at the airport, but you got to involve a gym. I'm sorry, a shower. If there's not a shower element to these workout areas at the airport, maybe we skip over the fitness area. I'm all for fitness. You know, I always try to get as many steps as I can when I have a long layover, but let's not give people an excuse to be. Let's not give people an excuse to smell, okay? If we're gonna put a fitness area in, awesome. Put, you know, get one of the big gym sponsors to put one together, and let's put a shower or two in the workout area. But you know, some of these things they're talking about for the airports, and I'm all for making the airport a more pleasant place because you're on vacation, right? You're going somewhere else. Should be a pleasant experience, and for many it is. But if we can, you know, add some things, if we can make the experience a little better, I don't disagree with the transportation secretary, especially with more like area. If you're bringing your kids, if you're bringing young kids on vacation, you want, you know, something for them to do at the airport that might, you know, wear them out. So when they get on the plane, they fall asleep. Because, you know, if you've ever taken a kid on an airplane, what, 30 minutes into the flight, are we there yet? Is it almost, are we on the ground yet? You know, my son was one when we flew with him. I couldn't imagine now. I mean, he is like me. He could not sit still. But I'm all for these. And, you know, people are making fun of the transportation secretary for suggesting that. Again, like you said, these aren't requirements. These are just ideas that have, you know, come across his desk. People are so quick to just jump on anything anyone in this administration says. But that's that. Like I said, I am all for fitness areas, more reason to move around. But could we put a shower in? You know, even if it's like, hey, Apple Pay $5 to use the shower because it's an airport. Fine, let's go. But that would be, hey, that'd be cool. Something else to do in your 3-hour layover. I've got a few things I want to get to you here. So Sunday, December 14th, it's Deck the Halls at Pizza Plant in Williamsville on Transit. Deck the Halls, Christmas beers, bottle share, and cookie competition. 100% of the proceeds from the cookie sale go to Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And if you'd like to join that Christmas cookie competition, you've got until the 12th to sign up for the competition. I will put the QR code on all my social medias. Must sign up by the 12th, so you have 2 days. First place, $100 cash. Second place, $75 Pizza Plant gift certificate. Third place, $25 Pizza Plant gift certificate. Again, 100% of the sales, the proceeds of the sales, go to the great people over at Sleep in Heavenly Peace. There will also be a Christmas ale tasting at 2. And again, this event goes from 2 to 8. The cookie judging is after 4 o'clock. I will be one of the judges. So I'm excited to see everyone there. Again, that is Sunday, 2 to 8. I'm going to be completely honest. I will be heading there after the Bills game. And all proceeds of the cookie sales go to Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Again, that's Sunday the 14th at Pizza Plant Italian Pub. And if you want to enter the cookie competition, I will get that QR code over on my social media. Now, tomorrow is the SPCA Radiothon. It is one of my favorite events of the year, and it's one of the biggest fundraisers for the SPCA, helping raise money for over 12,000 animals being served by the SPCA serving Erie County. The shelter needs your support, so tune in. Take part, the Radiothon, again, one of the biggest fundraisers for the SPCA, presented by Trocare College. And tomorrow, you can donate your SPCA.org, and also during the Radiothon hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can call 716-873-SPCA. That's 716-873-7722. You can also Venmo at Erie County SPCA. And this all starts tomorrow. Susan Rose will be there. I'll be there. Tom Bowerly will be there. And we'll be broadcasting live from the SPCA Radiothon. Again, one of my favorite events, kicks off tomorrow at 6 a.m. And among some of the things that we are looking forward to, we've got the, each segment, there's going to be a challenge to meet. And some of the sponsors are David Adams Card World, Regent Companies, and others. You'll hear those throughout the program tomorrow. And there's also an auction, SPCA Serving County Radiothon tomorrow. Now is your last chance to bid on signed Buffalo football merchandise to help the animals at the SPCA, courtesy of TSC Buffalo. A portion of the proceeds from the bids will be donated directly to help the animals at the SPCA serving Erie County. Visit the Radiothon page on WBEN.com. Some of the merchandise is a Keon Coleman signed 2021 Speed Mini Helmet, a Greg Rousseau signed Rivalries Speed Mini Helmet, remember from the Rivalries jerseys they wore, Terrell Bernard signed Wilson Replica Football, an Andre Reed signed White Logo Football, a Ty Johnson signed Rave Speed Mini Helmet, a Stevie Johnson signed Throwback Jersey, Keon Coleman signed Blue Stitched Jersey, and an Andre Reed signed Blue Stitched Jersey, as well as a Greg Rousseau White Stitched Jersey. So if you want to bid on those items, visit the Radiothon page at WBEN.com. A portion of those proceeds will be donated directly to the SPCA serving Erie County, and that is courtesy of TSE Buffalo. So I can't wait to join you tomorrow. I'll be on the air a little earlier at 11 a.m. live from the SPCA Radiothon. We'll talk with you then. Also, Friday, I'll be talking with the legend Dan Nevereth on this very show. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to talking with you tomorrow. But most of all, I'm looking forward to hearing Tom Bowerly. And we'll do so after the news with Tom Puckett on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.